This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The web music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. Her name is C.A. Howard, and she's a brand new book called Invite the Storm. C.A. Howard, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Tell us all about Invite the Storm. I mean, am I going to be swept away by some water? What's going to happen in this book?
What happens in this book is it takes you through some tough times. So I like to envision tough times as like weathering your own internal storm. The goal of this was to take my poetry and let people know, like, it's okay to have that internal storm. Sometimes you just can't run away from it and you just got to invite it in.
Yeah, it's a collection of poems, you know, and a lot of them are very deep poems. I mean, do you always write when you're kind of in that sense of, you know, just sad, upset?
I write when I'm in any mood that I feel a deep emotion about anything. It can be something from my job. It can be something. It could be heartbreak. It could be love. It could be depression. It just depends. If I'm feeling an intense emotion, I always try to find some way to put that on paper.
You know, tell me about writing poetry too, because I mean, it takes a lot of skill to write poetry and to be really good at it too. And you're fantastic at it from this book. You know, what inspired you to kind of start writing poetry?
I always loved writing in general. And it wasn't until around early middle school, we had an assignment to write a short story. And I had a teacher tell me afterwards, she pulled me aside after reading it and was like, you have a talent here, like you need to stick with it. So from that point, I was like, all right, cool, I'm going to be a writer. And I just started experimenting and I found that poetry was just what came naturally to me. It depends on the feel. Like, I don't know how to explain it completely, but it's something that's just full of emotion, and it's something that allowed me that outlet. And where it's easy to kind of like fabricate a story, it's harder to be vulnerable. And it was almost like, it's almost like a personal therapy. In a way,
it really is. It's like, you know, you're able to get your emotions out through a good medium, you know, without bothering anybody. You know, you're basically, you know, being, you know, you're telling it like it is on a piece of paper, which is really, really awesome. And you're also being creative at the same time too. Why did you name it Invite the Storm? What was the reason behind that title?
'Cause I felt like I was going through a storm at the time. So this collection actually follows over a couple years. I never really inspired to do too much with my writing as I got older, because I was so dead set on being a writer when I was younger. But as I got older, the dream kind of started to die off. But I kept up with my writing because, like I said, it was very therapeutic. And I've gone through a lot emotionally, ups and downs, all arounds. And I chose Invite the Storm because with everything I've been through, I've learned that it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to say with Invite the Storm. It's saying you can allow that turmoil in. Like, you don't have to be afraid of it. You won't have to be afraid of it consuming you, because you're going to be able to fight through it. And I try to portray that as much as I can through my poetry, that you're going to be able to fight through it, which is why I named it Invite the Storm. Invite that storm in, and you're going to be strong enough to weather it.
You know, and I think that's so creative. And also, I love the cover art too. It's just a guy it's a person on a rock, you know, with the waves crashing by. This is your first book published. You know, how did it feel to kind of get this book out?
It felt amazing. I mean, there was the anxiety in the beginning, because this is very personal. So there was that anxiety in the beginning of, oh no, people are gonna read this. But once it was out, once I like physically held that book in my hand, it was such an amazing feeling. It was exciting and exhilarating, and it was just, I can't even put it into clear words.
We're talking with C.A. Howard. The book again is called Invite the Storm. It's a poetry book. And, you know, I'm also curious too, when you're writing poetry, you know, do you have a style of poetry that you always go to, or is it just always however you're feeling?
It's really whatever I'm feeling and the way the words, it's almost like the words tell me how they want to go on the paper. Like if I tend to write it out on paper before I type it out. And if you looked at in my journals, it's a lot of erasing marks all over the place, replacement of words, changing of
Restyling
words.
things, you know, changing up the lettering.
Restyling it. It's the topic will come into my head, but the words tell me how they want to come out, if that makes sense.
That makes complete sense. I mean, it's so creative too to be able to write poetry in this sense. Do you ever write music? Are you also, you know, are you ever like, you know, in that kind of sense? I feel like those two always collaborate together.
I thought about it and I tried it when I was trying my hands at different types of writing. I tried it and I've had a couple people actually ask me, and it's, I don't have a musical background per se. So while I could do it lyrically, I just couldn't do it melodically, if that makes any sense. So that's where the struggle happened. I would love to write music though, 'cause, but I'm very obsessed with music in and of itself. I just, music is poetry with a melody behind it. So for me, music and poetry is like my own personal form of therapy. So to be honest, if I could write music, I'd be all over it.
Well, now you know what? That's the next goal, I think, you know, honestly, because it's, you know, these poems are so they take you through like a lot of, you know, emotion behind what's happened between, you know, now and when you've written them. Do you ever look back, by the way, and just kind of say to yourself, like, oh my God, I can't believe I wrote this. Like, you know, should I really publish this? Like, is this something I really want to put out there?
Oh, I do it all the time. Like, I don't think I've actually read it completely through since it's been published. Not only because I'm such a perfectionist that, like, I'll read it through and I'll look at it and be like, oh, I should have changed this, or oh, this could have been a better word. The amount of times that I edited it and changed it before the final product, like, I had to just take a step back and be like, you know what? I don't think it's ever going to be perfect in my eyes, but it's about the audience. And it's kind of like, I like to think of it like the actors that don't watch their movies. Like
I feel the same way about whenever I create a video or something like that. You know, like I'm just like, you know what? There, it's out there. That's it. Like, I don't need to hear it. I feel exactly the same way. C.A. Howard, you know, what is next for you? What's the next big step that you're gonna do? Is it gonna be more writing, or is it gonna be something else?
It's as of right now, it's definitely more writing. I have a second book currently in the last stages of editing. A third book is I'm in the process of writing. So for now, it's just more writing moving forward, trying to get as many books out as possible, get the my message out as much as possible.
Well, you know, the book again is called Invite the Storm. It's by C.A. Howard. C.A. Howard, where can people get the book?
Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, the Book Depository, anywhere online.
Awesome. Well, C.A. Howard, seriously, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. And best of luck with this brand new poetry book. Again, it's called Invite the Storm. You can get it on Amazon or anywhere you get books that are sold. C.A. Howard, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime, the Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live, back with more Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.